IPS Africa in Women's Words podcast, where we bring you the latest news affecting women in the continent. I'm JD Ramalapa. This week, we look into the plight of domestic workers in South Africa and speak to one of the few female candidates to win a seat in Parliament following Sudan's controversial elections. The incumbent Sudanese president, Omar al-Bashir, is not the only one to claim victory in the country's first multi-party elections in 24 years, held on April 11th to 15th. Many women contested the parliamentary elections in the semi-autonomous south of the country. But after the release of preliminary results, Mary Elias is one of the few women to actually win a parliamentary seat in southern Sudan's capital city, Juba. IPS's Lucy Modi has more.
Elias, a member of the Sudanese People's Liberation Movement Party, told IPS over the telephone from Juba that it was not easy to contest these elections.
Well, what has been the greatest challenge for women in these elections is the fact that women are poor. They have no wealth or anything that will help them and their children. This has really been a challenge as it has affected her in mobilization campaigns and in many other ways. We hope in the coming period that women will be empowered to be equal with men, from the family level and to the government.
She says the participation of women in the elections should equal opportunities for Sudanese women in all sectors of the society.
We want the women in southern Sudan to get access to education. Without education, we cannot be able to compete with men because men have gone far as education is concerned. Without education, they can do nothing.
Elias hopes that Sudanese women will strengthen their resolve to stand together and fight against gender-based discrimination. For IPS Africa, I'm Lucy Modi in Nairobi.
The representation of women in decision-making is also in the spotlight in Zambia. After 44 years of independence, the drafting of a new inclusive constitution has raised the issue of full equality for women who make up 65% of the country's poor. Brian Munga in Lusaka reports that women parliamentarians want the new National Constitutional Conference to formulate new laws that will empower women and protect them against domestic violence.
Msokotwane says the current Zambian constitution discriminates against women because it lacks a special clause which categorically outlines how women are to be empowered in various forms. She says women only constitute a mere 30% of the National Constitution Conference and only 15% of the current 150-member parliament.
The constitution is not coming out strong that women in rural areas, or even in town, they should be empowered so that they are self-reliant. The current and the draft, they are not coming out to empower women economically.
Musokotwane wants the 2006 Mungomba draft constitution and the National Constitution Conference, currently scrutinizing the document, to strongly address gender parity and economic empowerment for women. She also called for quick implementation of the 50-50 Southern Africa Development Community SADC protocol and a well-articulated constitution that will protect women against violence and as equal partners in Zambia's development.
We found that here in Zambia, we have not even achieved 30%. How do we go to 50%? So that was an issue which was rejected, which should have benefited women. So we should have strong laws that are going to say if there is a divorce, the woman remains in the house. Because when the woman leaves the house with the children, they have nowhere to go.
According to Women in Law in Southern Africa, WILSA, in Lusaka, Zambia is one of the few countries in Southern Africa where the Southern African Development Community Gender Protocol ratified by 11 member countries has not been quickly implemented. This development has raised serious concerns among us women's organizations like WILSA on the current state of gender inequality in the country. Many hope that the National Constitution Conference, whose mandate ends next month in June, will address issues pertaining to protection and empowerment of women in Zambia. Brian Monga, IPS Africa, Lusaka, Zambia.
South Africa's constitution is often praised as progressive, but labor laws protecting domestic workers are widely flouted by employers in that country. The Social Law Project at the University of the Western Cape is working on strategies to promote effective legal protection and empowerment in the domestic employment sector. Davison Makanga has more.
According to South African law, the domestic workers are entitled to rights such as maternity leave, unemployment insurance fund, and overtime salary. Women are the majority in the domestic employment sector, which, according to the South African Domestic Services and Allied Workers Union, is 1 million workers. Ashley Manje, an unregistered domestic worker in Cape Town for 5 years, says the law, although good on paper, is not effective.
I just work because I want money to live. I just do what my employer wants. Working overtime, no pay, I don't have a choice, so long I have a job.
In 2008, the International Labour Organization set in motion a process towards the adoption of a convention on decent work in the domestic sector by 2011. The upcoming conference is aimed at mapping out a way forward to support this process for the empowerment of domestic workers. Davison Makanga, IPS Africa, Cape Town, South Africa.
That's all from us at IPS Africa in Women's Words podcast. Please join us again soon for more news affecting women on the continent. Thank you for listening. Oh, 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 oh.